Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, Halacha Beis, immediately after the Mishnah. Sok to Gemara, starting the fourth line. Tani ben bar bag oimer, v'nosato ha-kesev b'chol asher tave nafshecho. It says, regarding my Sasheni, you can use the money to buy anything you want. What do you learn from here? L'keach o'odom paro mipnei oiro. Person can take a cow. Because of the skin, meaning the skin, the hide, is included in the paro. V'tzoyin mipnei gizoso, you take sheep, including that is the wool. V'yayin mipnei kankanoi, you take the wine together with its barrel. And what's the idea, as Reb Chaim explained? The idea is that each one of these items, the cover, what comes with the item, is butel to the item. And you could use Ma'aseh Sheni to buy it, and this thing which is batel becomes chulin. It's not part of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Says the Gemara, Omar Zeira, Dodat Terim B'Shaya Ha'moicher Hedger. That's only the seller, is a regular person, which his main focus is on the wine, is on the cow, is on the sheep. Avimaya Moicher Umon, but if he's a professional and he sells many different items, Nasa Kemoicher Zeb Friatzor Vizeb Friatzor. So then his mindset is to sell both the cow and the hide. The sheep and the wool, the wine and the barrel. He's selling everything. So everything is in his mind. His intention is to sell both. That's the Mishnah. What did we learn in our Mishnah? If one is buying wine, which is in a sealed barrel, if it's a place where you usually sell it sealed, so then you can buy the wine and the barrel goes l'chulin. Then the kain goes l'chulin. What do you see from here? That's only in a place where they sell the barrel sealed. But if it's a place they don't sell the barrel sealed, you don't. Why? Because then the intention is both on the wine and on the barrel. Similar to Uman. Says the Gemara, Ma'amanon, Umino, from here you learn. The same way you say Tamon. The same way you say regarding the seller, that when he has his intention on both, so then he's considered to be Moiche, each one on their own. But the kavos the same way. Also, if the buyer is a woman, if the buyer has intention to both, he's not just wanting to buy the cow, and then by the way, he's also getting the hide. But he's a woman, he's a professional who wants to get the cow and the hide, and that's his intention. So therefore, if his intention is on both, it's considered to be he bought both, and therefore the or also has gdushas ma'aseh sheni. Here's the Gemara to bring a few other examples. What is considered to be batel to the ikar? Choytel shatmoim, patul yeshatmoim. These are two types of baskets where you put dates in them. Dates that were not ripe on the tree and they have to dry out. You put them into these baskets. The din is yatzul l'chulin, because without these baskets they cannot dry. So these baskets are batel to the dates. Kupul shatmoim. We talk about regular baskets of dates. Some say it's yoytze l'chulin, meaning that the main item is the dates, and the basket is bottled to the dates, and therefore it's yoytze l'chulin. And there is a tani that says that no, it's considered to be a separate item, and it's not yoytze l'chulin. Whoever says yotzu is when we talk about dates, they're juicers, that means that they're squeezed together, and they're put together in a basket to hold them together. So you need the basket to hold them. Mandoma loyotsu, meaning the basket is a separate thing, Peshein and Drushas. We're not talking about dates that are squeezed together and they don't need the basket. The basket is an extra item. Continues the Gemara and says that temet at shlo yich means we're talking about the sediment, that you put water in it. So the Gemara, a temet at shlo yich means ain't no nikach bekesem meiser. So you add the sediments and you put water in the sediments to absorb the taste. But as long as it did not absorb the taste, it's just water. So you can buy with Ma'aseh Sheni. Because Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't take water with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni. Upoisel is a mikvah. If it's water, you put it into the mikvah, it makes the mikvah pasul. Because water that goes into a mikvah, which is not full, makes it pasul, you put it into a three look. Mishich means, but once it gets the taste of the sediments, nikah because of Ma'aseh. So then you can use the money of Ma'aseh to buy it, because it's not any more water, it's food. And the Gemara at this stage then stands, the once it gets the taste, has a din of a fruit. It's not poisel the mikvah because it's not water anymore, and therefore it's not ruining the mikvah. Only water ruins the mikvah, not other liquids. Says the Gemara, Mastinso de Avyudo. This goes like Avyudo. And the Gemara continues that Zayin Mudbeis, quoting the Mishnah that we learned in Maseches Maaseres, the Tanin and Tamon, we learned over there, Hamitamid, putting the water in the sediment. Finosan Mayim Bimido, he put water in a certain measurement of water. Then he saw that the liquid is the exact same amount that he put in. He put in 3 lug, and it comes at 3 lug. So Potter, there's no din maisus over here, because it's really the water. Just the water maybe has a little bit of taste. For Rabbi Yudo Michayev, Rabbi Yudo says no. Once the water gets the taste of the sediments, as it did of the sediments, and therefore it's chayev and maisus. So the word understands like this: according to Rabbi Yudo, once the sediments put taste into the water, now the water changed. It's not water anymore. Now it became into a fruit. That's exactly what we're saying over here. You compare it with maisus sheni. So the Gemara, my avo, zimni homo lo b'shem Elazar, zimni homo lo b'shem Rabbi Yisrael b'chanino, v'hu sheichmitz. Meaning, when did Rabbi Yudah say that the water has a din of sediments, of fruit, and not any more water? Only once sheichmitz, only once the taste was absorbed in the water. And according to this, Rabbanon, that they hold that even when the taste went into the water, it's still not a din of fruits that's chav and meiser. So immediately, what we're discussing over here regarding meiser sheni doesn't work according to Rabbanon. By us, it goes even according to Rabbanon. Because even salt water you can buy with kesem ma'aser. What does it mean? So Reb Chaim explains what changed between the Havan and the Maskona. The one understood till now, the only things you can buy with kesem ma'aser is fruits. So you have to tell me that the water in the sediment turns to be a fruit. So the word no. Even if you hold the water, it does not turn to be fruit. It's still water. But it's a water with a taste. What you cannot be with kesem ma'aser is water, pure water. Water that has some juice in it, water that has some taste in it, even if it's not a fruit, it's still you could buy with kesem ma'aser, the same way you could buy salt water. Meaning you could buy with kesem ma'aser not only food, but also water that has taste in it. So even Rabbanon then hold that when you put water on the sediment, it does not turn to be the fruit, but it's still water with a taste. They will agree you could buy with ma'aser sheni. Continues the Gemara and says, "Elkeach chayel ziv cheshlomim ubehim lebayis ataiva lo yotzo har lechulin." Someone who goes and buys a non-domestic animal, which you cannot bring as a korban, you make it and he buys a ziv cheshlomim, so it does not become shlomim, or he buys a regular behemo and he does not have the intention to have it as a korban. So in this case, it's lo yotzor lechulin because he did not do the proper thing. Says the Gemara Ablozer lo kono ma'aser. It's not pshat that when he buys. Takes the money of Ma'aser Sheni, buys a behemo, and his intention for it is not to be a korban, that it works. It does become Ma'aser Sheni, except the hide, except the skin. The skin is not Yoytze L'chulin. But this whole transaction did not happen. The whole transaction is reversed. If you're using money not to buy a korban, but to buy a regular animal, it does not work at all. That's what it means, Lo Yotzar L'chulin, meaning nothing happened over here. So the one Ma'aser, because Ma'aser, in the beginning, Amarin used to say, Halokeh behemah lebasar taivo. Someone who buys a behemah to eat it as regular meat. Al korcho nitpas Hashem leshlomim. Meaning, midirabonon becomes shlomim. Even though he did not want it to be shlomim, it will become shlomim. The loya ve'aminim klumo, what we said was wrong. We just learned now, it's not that the transaction works and I can be machmir to make it into a carbon. The transaction does not work at all. And this money that he used to buy behemoth goes back to being Mois Ma'aser Sheni and has to do the transaction again. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aser Sheni Daf Zayin.